Who are you tenuously related to?
Well, it's not tenuously related. It's my dad.
Hmm.
He took the photograph, the original police photograph of Myra Hindley, the black and white one.
Oh, I see, yeah. Now, but, like you say, that's not really related to, and it's not
tenuous. You took a picture of somebody famous.
No, but that's the tenuous...
At least it was my dad.
It was your dad, but as I say, it's not. I'm disallowing it on two counts. The phone-in is, are you tenuously related to someone? And it is neither tenuous, nor is it related. Other than that, the call stands up. You've got the other one, though, haven't you, Sarah? What you were scared of as a kid.
Yeah, things you were frightened of. My grandma used to threaten us, if we were naughty, she'd say, I'll kill you with a spoon.
Really?
Yeah, and we were all, you know, we thought, God, spoons are really small and blunt and it would take ages.
To die with... What a trauma!
So, you know, I think I probably had a cutlery problem for years.
Your head, your nan used to say, I'll kill you with a spoon.
Yes. That was her favourite.
There's so many, you could scoop the insides out of someone, like you say, with a boy.
It worked, though. We were always behaved when we were at her house.
And that led on to genuine spoon trauma, did it?
Yeah, I can't eat yogurt now. It's just too frightening, you know.
It's that private eye column, me and my spoons.
Yeah.
And still, you feel a little, latent tremor when you see a spoon.
I think I'm over it now, but, you know, we're talking like 30 years later, so it's taken a lot of... No.
Isn't there a classic Cruikshank drawing or Tennille or someone of an old lady coming after someone with a big ladle? Isn't there something? Or did I imagine that? Or did it happen to me once? I think that happened to me once. Thank you very much indeed, Sarah. I apologise for not allowing your related story, but certainly spoons put that.